Welcome to the Townships at 12, Part 2. If you are just joining me, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and this is the first show of 2024. In the second half hour today, I will be talking with Earlwyn Tincare, country music artist and guitar maker. Earlwyn resides in East Angus. I will also have some health news and some music, so please stay tuned.
Bluebird on your windowsill, there's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear enough to make you cry. With every tear you've washed away, all things kept locked inside. You count your joys this lovely day, and you wonder why you cried. There's a bluebird on your windowsill, there's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear enough to make you cry. Chance your heart grows sad, you still can smile again. With every tear you've ever shed, comes sunshine after rain. There's a bluebird on your windowsill, there's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear enough to make you cry. Rainy days may come and go, the clouds unroll away. Everything will come if you wish it so, as an answer when you pray. There's a bluebird on your windowsill, there's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear enough to make you cry.
You're listening to the Townships at 12 with me, your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and we're going to hear a little bit of old country music today in this segment. So that was a song by Wilf Carter, There's a Bluebird on Your Windowsill. And next up, we'll hear the interview I did with Earlwyn Tincare of East Angus. He is a country musician, and he also makes guitars, so an interesting guy. Welcome to the Townships at 12, Earlwyn.
And my nickname is called East Angus Slim.
Okay, East Angus Slim. Okay, how did you get that nickname of East Angus Slim?
My name is Earlwyn. It's how you spell it, Earlwyn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you take that W, that W, put it up the other way around, it gives you an M.
Right.
And see, the letters, they're all there, but they're headed. But that's why the Lord found that. We went to school, and we went to school about it, and they said, well, Earlwyn, it does match your name. It's true. Because it's very tricky.
Okay, that is kind of tricky.
Because it's been years I wanted to do something in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was working here at the mill here in East Angus over the years. And I made my own guitar, and I went back. I went to school. It was here in Lenoxville,
mm-hmm.
Way back to over the years. And I started way back to about 1980. I was about 1986, I went back to school.
Okay, now how did you get involved with country music?
My country music, I started that a long time ago, since I was 7 years old. And I start yodeling in a Wolf Carter style. Then I'm fans of Wolf Carter, Montana Slim. I've been I went to see Tommy Hunter. I went to a lot of singers back all my years.
Okay, so you went to a lot of concerts back then?
That's right.
Okay.
And I met Wolf Carter. I met Stompin' Tom Connors, like the great singers over the years. And I've been a fan for my life.
Okay, so they influenced your music?
Oh, yeah. And the guitar, I made the guitar myself. Now, I don't know if you have a picture of it yet.
Now, which one of the country artists influenced you the most?
It's Wolf Carter.
Wolf Carter.
I was almost like Wolf Carter, and I met Naomi Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
I met her.
Okay.
And she said, my God, that's a good yodeling you got there, boy. And I do yodeling. I do my Swiss Spoon Lullaby. That was my first song I ever learned. And by Montana Slim. Even I got a record by Wolf Carter.
Okay.
And even I got a guitar by him. It's a signature on his name on it.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. It's about the facts of strawberry rolling.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the song.
Now, you also make your own guitars. Could you tell us about making your guitars?
That's right. Yeah. You're going to be there's something about this guitar because it talks to me the way I did it. I made it myself. And it's not a guitar you're never going to find that nowhere. It's got rhinestones on it, and it's got like a little diamond inside.
Okay, how tricky is that to make?
It's a very interesting guitar. It is. And I'll be honest with you, if I put myself on stage and you hear me and watch the people, they're going to be proud to see something like this. Because
mm-hmm.
this is something I made on my own.
Okay, how long did it take you?
It took me 6 months to fool around with this one.
Okay.
I've been on this guitar I've been playing around with cardboard over the years
mm-hmm.
when I was pretty much started making the guitars. And I always practiced on cardboard first before we ever touched on wood.
Okay.
And when I started on wood, and I've been tapping on wood to make a different sound get the best sound of the grain of the wood. It's a very interesting thing I have. And sometimes I can laugh people in the stores with their guitars because sometimes the circle on the guitar, sometimes they're not equal on both sides.
Do you sell some of them?
Yeah, for me, mm-hmm. I rub the train set because sometimes I come up with a song like Down Beside the Railroad Track. That one I wrote myself.
Okay.
And I wrote so many other songs my own too. Songwriter too.
How can we get your songs? I know you sent us one at Christmas, but that was a Christmas song.
Yeah, that one there is my father. This one is my father and I wrote that song together. At the end of the song, we start fooling around. Well, how about we put children around the Christmas tree? So it's a Christmas song.
Right. But I want to know how somebody can get a hold of any other songs.
Well, I have another song down beside the railroad track. I got to do some more recording of
mm-hmm.
myself.
Okay.
Because I'm going to do some this week. I'm making an album, but it's a memory of my brother and myself were playing together over the years. And we got some mix up, like there's some singing. My sister, she sang Paper Roses, but she died. Her name was Beverly Tinker, and Edmund Tinker, and those two, they're dead and gone. They're my brothers and my sister. They're both gone now.
Yeah, I'm very sorry
my
to hear that.
My brother Edmund, he died way back in 1985. That was that year he died.
Okay, very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's a very, 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 and I've been playing guitar since we're about 7 years old, and I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep on going, and that's my last one my life is.
Good, good for you. Do you have any special plans for this year, 2024?
I'm planning to see if I can make some shows and get some shows going.
Good for you. Okay, well, I think that's pretty good for today, Erwin, and I want to thank you for your time, and all the best.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too, and all the best.
And I thank you. I hope we got some reels we picked up on the guitar. These guitars, you hear the sound of my father made over the years. My father and I, we made guitars over the years.
Good for you.
Long time ago.
Okay, well, all the best, and it was nice talking to you.
There's a bluebird.
There's a bluebird.
There's a rainbow. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, near enough to make you cry.
There's a bluebird.
There he is.
There's a rainbow.
And with every tear you've washed away all the things you've kept inside, you count your joys this lovely day and you wonder why you cry. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, near enough to make you cry.
There's a bluebird.
Look at him out there.
There's a rainbow.
And if perchance your heart grows sad, you still can smile again. And with every tear you've ever had comes the sunshine after rain. There's a bluebird.
Yes, yes.
There's a rainbow.
Here, here.
The rainy days may come and go, but the clouds soon roll away. Everything will come that you wish it so, as an answer when you pray. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, near enough to make you cry.
There's a bluebird,
cute as feathers.
There's a rainbow,
lovely weather.
There's a bluebird.
Look at that bluebird.
CJMQ 88.9 FM, and this is the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and that song was Bluebird on Your Windowsill. That was done by Doris Day, also an older country song. And next up, we're going to hear some health news for today. And now for some health information on the Townships at 12. Shoveling snow can be a good workout, but it's not for everyone. Shoveling snow is one of those uniquely dangerous cardiovascular stress tests for a variety of reasons, says Dr. Hayes. She tells her heart patients, "I really don't want you to do that anymore. You can mow your lawn, you can go on hikes and walks, I want you to exercise." The reasons, she says, are both physiological and psychological. Physiological includes your blood vessels constricting from being out in the cold, which increases blood pressure. And that's enough in a vulnerable individual sometimes to give them chest pain. Say they have some blockages, it might give them angina or chest pain, Dr. Hayes said. And that to the workout of digging heavy snow, and then the psychological part. And everyone, all of my patients smile when I say it because it's a knowing smile. Oh yeah, says Dr. Hayes. Sometimes it's hard to stop once you start something. It's that combination of cold, extreme exertion, and then maybe sticking it out longer than is wise because we've got to finish it and get to the end of it, Dr. Hayes explains. It's best to check with your healthcare team about the advisability of shoveling heavy snow, says Dr. Hayes. And that's something that we all have to watch for this winter, especially if we're a bit older. And that information is from the Mayo Clinic. It's a Mayo Clinic Minute. And I'd like to thank my guest today, Maureen Hagen, the COO of CanFit Pro, and Erwin Tincare, music artist and guitar maker of East Angus. And we'll close off today's show with a song from Dolly Parton, What's Up, featuring Linda Perry. Have a great day, everybody.
These years and my life is still just trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. And so I cry sometimes when I'm lying in bed, just to get it all out, what's in my head. And I'm feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake up in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath.
Destination.